Soku isika tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngithatha ithuba ukubonga uJonga Gandemiri osiphathele indaba ngolwimi lesishona. Ngiyalemukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngomgqibikelo mhla ka 3 kaMpalakazi 2022. Igama lami ngugeno Gumede Saidi. Endabeni zethu namhla, abesifazana abaphatheka kwezombusazwe bakhonona ngodlame abahlangana lalo oluphehlwa ngamalunga amabandla egoqela abesilisa kanye labesifazana njalo. Izakhamizi zeMaramani kuWard 8 eShashe eBybridge zibhekane lodubo lwendlovu njalo zifuna iziphathamandla zithathe amanyathelo lezi ndlovu zingakabulali abantu. Iqembu leMelika selulubhekise ekhaya ngemva kokudliwa iNetherlands 3-1 namhla eQatar emidlalweni yeWorld Cup 2022. Sizakhangela impumela yeminye njalo imidlalo yenguqu yeWorld Cup edlalwe izolo, edlalwa namhla kanye lekhangelelwe ukudlalwa kusasa. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Abasifazana abaphatheka kwezombusazwe bakhonona ngodlame abahlangana lalo oluphehlwa ngamalunga amabandla egoqela abesilisa kanye labesifazana. Njalo kulezinyanga ezedluleyo kube labesifazana abebandla le-CCC abanqunulwayo batshaywa ngabacatshangelwa ukuthi ngamalunga ebandla leZANU-PF ensuza laseMatobo. I-Studio 7 ixoxe lomhlonitshwa uJasmine Toffa omela ibulawayo kudale lephalamende engowebandla le-CCC owatshaywayo ekhankasela ibandla lakhe esensuza.
Kulezi insuku siku 16 days of activism against gender-based violence udlakela lodlame kweze politics. Sikhangelele ukuthi omama phatheke or sibe lathi kupolitics, kodwa into esaba omama i-violence, udlame or udlakela ukutshaywa kwabomama, ukufoselwa kwentweni zepolitics. Ngingakhuluma ngami kathesi engingaba lokutshaywa ensiza kweze politics. Senza inkankase, ngitshaywe ngilabanye omama kathi silungiselela i-by-election kathi khona ku-Ward 4. Sibone sizenzela okuphakathi komthetho okusemthethweni. In fact, silungiselela umhla ka 22 October.
Labantu abangomama baphatheka belitshaywa.
Ngibona kuyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu njalo edanisayo. Sikhangelele ukuthi thina njengabomama yithe sizayenza into ehlukileyo, umehluko njengabantu aba umama yithe sakhayo, and njalo sifuna ukuthi iZimbabwe ibe iZimbabwe engcono. Kodwa thina njengabomama sembona, njengoba ngike ngatsho ukuthi kwakulabomama ababili ababekhona labo betshaya, kulabo baba abangu-2 labo bengitshaya. So ngibona kusibise la emuva. Thina kumele sibe yithi esenza into ehlukeneyo, singabi lathi esichayayo. So sesibona ingani yikho okumele kwenzakale kupolitics, kanti hatshi yithi esimele sitshintshe umumo okhona eZimbabwe.
Lina njengabantu abaphatheke kwezombusazwe, lithini, liyakhankasa yini ukubona ukuthi lokhu akuqhubekeli phambili kwele Zimbabwe?
Ye, siyakhankasa, siyazama ukuthi khona laba abakhulayo bengalandeli ngokuthi umntwana uyenza lokho akubonayo, ufunda a child lives what they learns what they live. So umntwana uyenza khonoko akufundayo. Yithi esikhona kathesi ku politics esimele sikhangele ukuthi sifundisa abantu bethu omama abacha babuyayo labo mama abafuna ukungena ku politics. Yithi esimele sikhangele ukuthi bangenzi khonoko kubi. Manje kathesi ngayisibona kwenzakala omama bethu chaywa njalo abanye bejoyina ukuchaya khonoku ngibona nani sesibuyele emuva kakhulu
manje kwenziweni emhlonitsha lapha ukuthi udlame olukhona oluqondiswe kubantu abayisifazana
ngibona ngani uqakathekile angazi ukuthi abangasineda kathesi ngabama abana NGO abangasihlanganisa njengabomama ukuthi sibone ukuthi singamaZimbabweans singabantu sizizalwane zeZimbabwe njalo umlando ukuthi abahlali beZimbabwe ukuthi sibulungise lokhu singalandela okwemapolitics lokhu ukuthi umuntu uyachaywa kuyini esikulungisayo
Umhlonitshwa uJasmine Tofa umela ibulawa yedale lePhalamende njalo elilunga lebandla leCCC sixoxelaye ekobulawayo
Lamlela ntwandwe
Lamlela
ntwandwe
Lamlela
mshweshwe
Lamlela nampa bafuke mbula
Izakhamizi zeMaramani kuWard 8 eShashe eBaitbridge zibhekane lodubo lwendlovu njalo zifuna iziphathamandla zithathe amanyathelo lezindlovu zingakabulali abantu uAlbert Ncube usipha loludaba
Izakhamizi ezixoxelwa umsakazo weStudio 7 zithi sezihlala zivula amehlo ngoba zisesaba ukuhlaselwa yilezindlovu esezihluphile emangeni emalibeni Unkosikazi Lerato Mleya oyisakhamuzi emalibeni uthi abasabukuthi ubuthongo ngenxa yendlovu lezi
asilele sithithibele ziphenduke nje eduze khonapho izihlahla ziwile cela sibili lisizamele ngendlela zonke ukuthi kumbe lisikhulumene labe parks angazi ukuthi kuhanjiswa ngandlela bani ngiyacela sibili ngoba osokulapha kusemnandi
kathi esingikhuluma bengizilalela mhlaba umkhosi duze khonapho ezinsimini thina siyabe sizitshela ukuthi zisegangeni kanti zona sezingene phakathi lalapho okuhamba khona abantwana bevele ezikolo liyabona ukuthi sokuyingozi enkulu
la mazwi asekelwe ngesine njalo isakhamuzi unkosazana Emelia Ndlovu othi bahlalele evalweni
okwanamhla khonapho silalele ingozi imizi yonke le kuwisihlahla njengesihlahla kuchiphanga anamhla sikele mina
Uzulu uthi sesesabela impilo yakhe le yabantu bakhe abalakho ukuhlaselwa yilezi ndlovu besendleleni esikolo nangunkosikazi Ndivoncube.
Zingakelema zibulala abantu. Sihlale njani thina le nyamazane ezimbi kangaka. So bathi thina senze njani? Lokhu kunzima. Kathesi abantwana bavela ezikolo bayehlangana lazo abazazi. Bazavukela sigcine zibulele. So liyabantu kubuhlungu, kubuhlungu kakhulu.
Uzobhukuma upulo emalibeni unkosazana Gidumilenare uthi indlovu lezi zithwalise izakhamizi amagapha avuzayo njalo zizadala ukuthi uzulu abulawe yindlala
le citrus farm esilayo eShashe nawo wonke ama-farms akhona especially amasimo nalawa amancane asemzini yabantu indlovu ziyangena nxa abantu sebelimile sebezavuthisa lapha ziyangena zitsho okusho ukuthi abantu sebelimele indlovu abasazilimele ibona Uma indlovu sezifile, sokusho ukuthi ekhaya khonapho sokungenisa abantu sebezathwala nzima ukuthi ukudla sebeya kuthatha ngaphi ngoba indlovu leyo sezibadlele. And okungenza ukuthi lokhu kuphele, kulama-game parks akhona, ama-national parks landani. I think yikho lapho kumele zihanjiswe.
Isikhulumeli sohlangothi olubona ngokunakekelwa kwenyamazana zasendle, olweZimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority ZimParks, uMnumzana Tinashe Farao. Kaphendula ngembuzo esimthumele yona ngalolu daba ngenyanga kaNkwekwezi umnumzana Farayo ubike ukuthi abantu abangamathumi amathathu lanhlanu bese bebulezwa inyamazana zasendle lonyaka ezigoqela indlovu ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 ngiseshashe Baitbridge ngu-Albert Ncube
Gukama
Gukama
Okwamanje kahle sidedele kusithandekile emhlanga esethulela udaba oluphathelane lokwenziwa ngabesifazana kwezentuthuko.
Siyalamukela kwesiphathelane labesifazana lilami uSithandekile Mhlanga. Asizweni ihlandla lesibili lengxoxo esiqhube lomsekeli kamgcini sihlalo webandla le-Freedom Alliance, uNkosazana Beauty Ndlovu, nokuthi baphathisa njani abesifazana lamantombazana ngengatsha zenhlanganiso ethi Usile Mbokodo Development Trust lethi inkonjane zesizwe.
Kusuke yonke imigoqo evimba omama ukuthi babe ngabantu abaphathekileyo kwezelizweni, ezepolitiki, ezomkhonomi, ezolukuhlalisana, lakukho konke jikelele balingane labo bakho. Sile ngwalo zethu njenge-Freedom Alliance ezisincedisayo kulokho. Sile constitution yethu, sibuye sibe le Matabeleland Freedom Charter. Ezilamakhono akhuluma phezu kodaba lokuthi omama lamantombazana kufumele baphakanyiswe kususwe lonke ungcindezelo olukhona. Lezi ngwalo zethu zibuya zeyama kuconstitution yethu yeZimbabwe, ikakhulu uarticle 17 othi omama labo baba kumele bamelwe ngokulinganayo kuyo yonke indawo enza izinqumo ekuphileni elizweni. Ibuye njalo iFreedom Alliance ixhomeke phezu kwamanye ama protocols and conventions njengale iSADC protocol on gender and development, lale iAfrica Agenda 2063 yona ehlose ukuthuthukisa indima yabomama kwezombusazo. Inhlanganiso yethu iyananzelela iyahambisana kakhulu lamaningi ama international and regional conventions and protocols njalo angagoqela le convention on the elimination of all forms of discrimination against women, le Beijing declaration and platform for action, kanye lamanye nje aqhuquzela ukuphakama kwabomama. Yonke le imibhalo asonto ezibekwe phansi nje eziyingxoxo ekukhulunywe ngazo kuphelele lapho. Hayi, iFreedom Alliance ijonge ukuthi ifeze yonke leyo mbhalo. So ngokunjalo kulenhlelo eziningi ezenziwayo ezihlose ukuphakamisa omama lamantombazana. Izinkonjane ugatsha lwabomama zilazo inhlelo zazo, kanti ke lami e-ofisini lami lika-Deputy National Chairperson ngilazo inhlelo zami ezihlose ukuphakamisa omama lamantombazana. Kube sokusiba le ofisi likamama ongumka mongameli wethu lalo lile nhlelo zalo.
Ike sicubungule ezinye zalezi nhlelo.
Abanye bayenza okokuthunga, abanye bafuya inkukhu, abanye befuya imvundla, abanye bafuya imbuzi, abanye ingulube. Bese kusiba labanye abakhetha ukufunda ukupheka lokubheka okwezingadi lokulima izilimo ezichiyechiyeneyo. Ezinye inhlelo zethu zikhangela okwemvelo, i-environment. Ezinye inhlelo esilazo zibheke kakhulu abancane qha kanye labantu abadala, lapho esikhangelele khona ukuthi umuntu omdala aphatheke kakuhle insuku zakhe zokugcina, abe comfortable. Kube sokusithi izintandane, ngoba siyazi indaba lezi ezinjenge child labor zibhahile okwabantwana abendiswa bebancane kumbe abahlukunyezwayo. Ngokunjalo ama programs wethu azama ukuthi abantu labo bakhangelwe.
Liyenelisa na ukuhlawulela lezinhlelo kumbe liyadinga abangaliphathisa?
Siyafisa kakhulu ukuthi sithole ukuphathiswa ukuze inhlelo zethu ziphakame. Kuningi omama abafuna ukuthi bakwenze. Abanye bafuna ukwenza inkukhu, kwezinye indawo sebetholile indawo zokuya fuyela inkukhu zabo, kodwa sokusilela zona inkukhu zakhona kanye lokudla kwazo. Abanye ngabathola ama-order okuthunga ama-uniform ezikolo, kodwa bese kushota imitshina lamalembu akhona. Iningi lalabo abafuna ukwenza inhlobonhlobo yezokulima bakhala ngokuthi abalawo umhlaba wokuthi bayenze lawo ma-project abo kube so usithi labo abafuna ukungena kweze mining nabo bakhala ngokuthi ngabathola usizo kuloko.
Lowo ngonkosazana Beauty Ndlovu, umsekeli kamgcini sihlalo webandla le-Freedom Alliance esixoxelayo ekwabulawayo. Asidibaneni njalo ngomgqibelo ozayo. Uhlelo oluphathelane labesifazana lilami usithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhonapha eWashington DC.
Sibonga uMamhlanga ngohlelo olujonge ukuthuthukisa abesifazane. Njengenhlala yenza ngomgqibelo sokulandela uhlelo liphuma lendaba lichone lendaba. Sizweni ukuba uChris Gande usiphatheleni kuliviki.
Lingali tshona njani izulukandaba sedivana njalo kuhlelo liphuma lendaba lichone lendaba. Igama lami nguChris Gande. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu sixoxa lembongi uObert Dube. Yena oke wamenywa kwele Ghana.
The world is in turmoil. We are racially divided. Racism divides people into us and them. Racism is social, not natural. It is a personal choice. Racism is tragically effective. Racism is fatal. Racism is demonic. Racism is ugly. Racism is devilish. Racism is inhuman. Racism is barbaric. Racism is against the will of God. Racism is in our hearts and heads. Racists are doomed. Racists are a satire. Racists are a shame. Racists are vicious. There is no valid and valid reasons or excuses for racism. It's just wrong. Retaliation of racially abused people may lead to bloodshed. Retaliation of racially abused people may lead to massacre. Racism leads to cyberbullying. Racism has sparked to online hate. It's a threat to global love.
Kwahamba njani ukuthi uze uye eGhana, wakhethwa njani, njalo ngobani abanye abavela kwamanye amazwe imbongi nabanye abanjalo ababekhona?
Umcimbi lowo wawubizelwe abantu abatsha abasuka emazweni wonke. Into ezazidingidwa ngale kwakukhulunywa ngokubambana kwe-Afrika okuthiwa ngolimi lwemzini i-Pan-Africanism. Kwazokhulunywa njalo futhi ngezamabhizinisi abatsha ezobuxhakaxhaka bakulezi nsuku, i-technology. Kwakhulunywa ngokuthunjwa kwabantu ngokuthathwa kwabantu besiya kwezindaba ethengiswa okuthiwa i-human trafficking ngolimi lwemzini. Lokubambana kwe-Afrika okuthiwa ngolimi lwemzini i-Pan-Africanism. Njengoba mina lezi nkondlo ngizenza kakhulu ezokuthi ama-Afrika kawabambane, abantu abaningi bangilandela enkundleni zokuxhumana. Ngicabanga ukuthi kulapha ababona khona imisebenzi yami, babona ngingumuntu ofaneleyo ukuthi bangamema laye azohaya inkondlo lapho.
Wona umcimbi ungathi wahamba njani? Wasitshela nje ngamafithane ukuthi kuyini kahle kahle owakwenzayo wena emcimbini lo?
Emcimbini ngale ngahamba ngizilungisele ukuyahaya inkondlo, ngangiphiwe ithuba lokuthi ngizahaya kabili kodwa ngagcina sengene kane. Okwakhombisa ukuthi abantu bajabula ngenkondlo zami. Ekuseni abantu babefundiswa nje izifundiswa ezihlukeneyo ezikwazi umthetho nayo yonke nje izinto ezikhona ezihlukumeza abantu abatsha e-Afrika. Emini abantu babesenza ama-workshop, labo ngaphiwa isikhathi sokufacilitator njalo futhi i-workshop okukhulunywa nge-culture ne-heritage. Nami ngomunye owayegcizela ngamasiko akithi ukuthi kumele agcine okungakanani lokuthi kuqakathe okungakanani ukuthi siwagcine lawo masiko.
Ikhona yini eminye imicimbi efana lawonalo okhangelele ukuya khona eminyakeni le elandelayo kumbe wonalo umnyaka ungakapheli?
Iqiniso lihle msakazi, imicimbi engikhangele ukuya kiyo iminengi. Iminengi njalo bekumele futhi ngihambe kwele Cameroon emalangeni azayo kodwa ngihlilwe yisamba. Ngoba bekuyimcimbi okuzikhangisa okuthiwa i-business expo kodwa eyi-festival. Minengi imicimbi engikhangela ukuhamba kumnyaka ozayo, mnengi kakhulu. Kodwa-ke angeke ngiyiqambe bakithi, isiNdebele sithi inja kayikhonkothi iphethe ithambo, kufuna ezinye ziyiphuce. Kodwa-ke imicimbi enjalo minengi kakhulu engicabangela ukuthi ngizayihamba kumbe engifisa ukuyihamba.
There were no countries in Africa before colonization. There were states led by respected traditional leaders. Each state had its own language is equally respected. We were Christians but worshipping God in our own African way. We were not educated but we lived a natural quality life of our choice. Polygamy was our characteristics and identity as we biblically wanted to multiply. We had glorified and dignified traditional weddings that were merely divorced. Our skin color wasn't black but chocolate brown. We didn't use money but lived healthy and fairly on barter trade. We didn't have hospitals but we had our own traditional doctors. There was love, peace and harmony amongst us.
Loge bekungu Obed Dube imbongi ebesixoxalayo kuhlelo liphuma lendaba lethoneni lendaba. Igama lami nguChris Gandhi. Asidibaneni njalo ngeviki ezayo sikhathi sinye.
Infected with sets of flies and mosquitoes. Our skin color was tainted black and linked to evil. We were called barbaric blacks, baboons, monkeys and kafirs in our homeland. We were embarrassed, humiliated, tortured, harassed, beaten and killed to be depopulated. We were intimidated and forced to spy and expose one another. We were Africans in Africa without rights in their homeland. We were Africans restricted on where to go.
Sibonga uChris Gandhi ngokusipha uhlelo liphuma lendaba lichone lendaba.
Sekunjalo sokuyisikhathi semidlalo ye FIFA World Cup 2022 eqhutshelwa eQatar. Lalela umsakazo we VOA Studio 7 uzwe konke okuphathelane lomncintiswano lo. Sixoxisana labadlali benguqu abachiyeneyo abaqeqeshi kanye labalandeli balomdlalo emhlabeni jikelele okugoqela abaseDoha khona le kwele Qatar. Sizalethulela impumela yalimidlalo suku ngosuku. Umncintiswano uze ufike emaphethelweni. Asikholiseni imidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022. Sisonke FIFA World Cup 2022 eQatar.
Kwezemidlalo sikhangela impumela yemidlalo yenguqu lapho amazwe omhlaba ancintisana khona. Kulwela ukhezo lweWorld Cup 2022 edlalwe izolo, edlalwe namhla, kanye lekhangelelwe ukudlalwa kusasa kwele Qatar. Kumdlalo e-round of 16 edlalwe namhla, elemelika selilubhekise ekhaya ngemva kokunqotshwa yiNetherlands 3-1. Kuthi Argentina inqikilana le-Australia namhla kusihlwa. Ngesonto iFrance ikhangelele ukunqikilana le-Poland. England yona ihlangana leSenegal. Kweminye imidlalo edlalwe ngolesihlanu kusibaya sika Group G, noma iCameroon inqobe iBrazil nge-1-0, kodwa indlela iphele lapho kwelinye njalo ilizwe lezwekazi leAfrika, okutsho ukuthi iBrazil isiqhubekela phambili kuhlandla elilandelayo ngoba ibiyiyo ephume iphezulu kuleso sibaya. Kuthi iSerbia itshelwe ngamanzi ngemva kokudliwa yiSwitzerland nge-3-2. Kuthi kusibaya sika Group H iSouth Korea inqobe iPortugal nge-2-0, kodwa omabili la mazwe aqhubekela phambili engena kuhlandla lama-knockout. Kuthi iUruguay enqobe iGhana nge-2-0, kayisaya kuqhubekela phambili ndawonye leGhana. Sigqibe ngohlelo ke abaculi bethu namhlanje, silomhlabeleli weRumba uNjesto ehamba leqembu lakhe lenkunzi zendawo bephethe amasingo abo amabili amatsha. UNtungamili Nkomo weStudio 7 uyalandisa.
Esto insizwa esacathulayo mpela kwezomculo, nanku lezi zingoma zakhe zakuqala. igama lakhe lokuzalwa nguPrishad Dube.
Sarbonani, sarbonani balandeli abahle, sarbonani balandeli Studio 7. Hayi, ndabuka enyamendlovu ngokuhlala nje enhleli izwe South Africa. Kulapho ngenza khona umculo, kuyikuqala ukuwenza lo mculo. Two single track le ngiqale ngayo endethemba ukuthi umnyaka ozayo ngizobhathela abalandeli i-full album ngezimiso zami ezimisileyo.
Izihloko zalezi ngoma kulethi New Generation kanye lethi Ukuhlupheka. Lokuthenga ingoma zakho Dube bazithola njani?
Manje in South Africa ngisebenzisa inumber ethi 0027743548084, 0027743548084.
Abalandeli ubachiela wapha amazwi?
Abalandeli bachiela amazwi athi wona mabaxhase ngokupheleleyo. Sazi emculweni kunzima, angeke sibe yilutho ngaphandle kwabalandeli. Ngalapho uma sebesenza le miculo bebuyekeze besisapoto bengapheli uthando. Yiko konke esikwenzayo, umuntu okuza phakame phakanyiswa ngabalandeli. Umlayelo, umlayezo engushiya kubalandeli ukubana mabasixhase. Lalawa abasasebezifiso zokusebenzisana lathi bengakhontakthana lathi sincedisane, sibone ukuthi sincedisana kanjani.
Uphuma ke enkundleni uNjesto leqembu lakhe le inkunzi zendawo ngale.
Sibonga lapho uNtungamile Inkomo leqembu leli uNjesto ehamba leqembu lakhe lenkunzi zendawo. Singakehlukanike zihlobo sesikhangela ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Abesifazana abaphatheka kwezombusazwe bakhonona ngodlame abahlangana lalo oluphehlwa ngamalungu amabandla egoqela abesilisa kanye labesifazana njalo. Izakhamizi zeMaramani kuWard 8 emangweni weShashe esabelweni seBeitbridge zibhekane lodubo lwendlovu njalo zifuna iziphathamandla zithathe amanyathelo lezindlovu zingakabulali abantu. Kwezemidlalo besikhangela impumela yemidlalo yenguqu yeWorld Cup edlalwe izolo lokuthi iwaphi amaqembu adlale namhla lakhangelelwe ukudlala kusasa, kodwa sivalelisa eleMelika elinqotshwe 3-1 ngeleNetherlands. Sesifike emaphethelweni ohlelo lwethu lwanamhla bakwethu. Silibonga lonke ngokuba lathi emoyeni olivalelisayo ngumagumede uGaino Saidi. Ngisithi kasihlanganeni njalo kusasa kusihlwa lapho eliyabe lilomthembo ozithembayo uGibbs Dube. Abanganelisanga ukuzwa indaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku-Studio 7.
Kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe. Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka.